Everything you wanted to know about the music industry. Ask Vic. Vic McClain from Virtuoso Music and Distribution on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Call Hollywood Connections with Don Reese, 727-441-3000.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Listening to Hollywood Connections. I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. All right, ladies. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Thank you, Peter, for the great intro. Wow, what lungs you have.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So I am Dawn Reese. Hollywood Connections is actually really excited today. First, I want to thank Yvonne Madison for being here.
Oh, you're welcome.
My co-host?
Yes, I'm here most of the time.
I know. So yesterday we had our pastor and, you know, with Beaming Hope Church. And so next Wednesday we pre-taped a show that you have to listen to Beaming Hope Church and the message and some miracle stories and everything we talked about next Wednesday at 6 p.m.
Yes.
So we get a little break next week. We can be here a little earlier.
Oh, good, good, good.
I know. In the meantime, our house is full at Tan Talk Radio Network. We have Chris Helton in the house. Chris is the rock and roll star. I mean, he has so many stories. I mean, he's a special in himself. Yes, you are, Chris.
Well, thank you, Dawn. And welcome. Those stories we can't actually tell.
Oh, well, we have amazing opportunities, you know, with even young kids that want to maybe follow your footsteps in the rock and roll world. You never know, Chris.
And he's a good photographer.
Exactly, an amazing photographer. He had magazines and he rocked it in Orlando, and he's just taking a little, you know, break right now and enjoying Florida. In the meantime, let's introduce yourself.
Christopher Corbell.
Hi, Christopher. And we have Hello. King James.
King James in the house.
That's right. So let's talk about our local news, what we're happening. We've got some amazing events coming up, and your last drum circle was, wow, I loved it.
Well, that was at the event that you hosted over at the Holiday Inn, and Charlie Ho and I came, and we introduced a little Hawaiian rhythms there.
You did.
And the place was packed. They really loved it, and maybe I can get some tours going and get Dawn Reese and Hollywood Connections over in Hawaii. Right?
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm ready. Look at my backdrop. It's all ocean.
Yeah.
They loved it.
And the next day, I think you had a full house here, didn't you?
We did. And actually, the Tampa Bay Film Society, everybody loved you. They said, how do we top that show after you guys were there?
Yes. They can book us.
I know. So in the meantime, you've got an event, and then I want you to play your flute. And, you know, in a second, but tell us what's happening, Christopher, with your event coming up.
Well, we have a really, really big event coming up on July 15th. That's a Saturday starting at 10 a.m. And it's going to go all day until 7. And there's a lot of really, really heavyweight performers that are going to be there performing. Mm-hmm. Master drummers that are here. Malik Baez is going to be here. King James is going to be here with us.
Yes.
A lot of people. Jane, which is a group that consists of about 5 to 10 different artists that all get together, and they are very dedicated to what they do, and many others.
And where is this going to take place at?
It's going to be at Sacred Lands, which is in St. Pete. And it's basically a preserve. And they're a not-for-profit organization as well, and they do a lot of different events there. It is an absolutely beautiful location that is just...
Is there a price?
It is $15 a ticket to get in.
Okay.
And all of that money goes to charity. What we're doing is I have a project where I'm building an orphanage in Uganda, Africa right now, and we're working so hard for these 72 children to build a model orphanage so that we can actually take that and carry it to other countries and other locations around the world. And then there is a nonprofit thing that Malik and I want to do, which is basically right now in Senegal, Africa, there are little children walking around with bullets that are like 3 or 4 inches long and machine guns. It's really wild. And it's not a movie. It's actually really happening. So what we want to do is we want to have those children turn over those firearms and replace them with drums.
Oh.
So that's what we want to do, to have them, instead of shoot each other, play drums with each other.
Oh, they're shooting each other.
Well, I don't know what they're actually doing with them, but they're not doing anything good with firearms.
Right. Not really.
So we want to replace those weapons with drums and then get them active in drumming and having that be their form of communication in that way.
I hear you.
So that's the goal, and it's very exciting. I'm really honored to be here tonight, Dawn. I really am.
Thank you so much.
I'm so impressed
with what I saw last time, and I took over, and I went over, and it just so peaceful and the drumming. But what really impressed me was also King James playing the flute. I didn't know Yvonne, he could play the flute.
He's amazing.
I am so into flute music. Before we do, I want to come back and thank you. What let me get a number, Christopher, where they can reach you or your website where it's located.
They can reach me. By going on Facebook to One World, One Love International. Just look for One World, One Love International. That is my not-for-profit company here in Florida. Mm-hmm. And that's where you can find it. You can like it. You can share it. And on the page, you can see the event right there. But it is Saturday, July 15th from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Nonstop, packed entertainment, culture, drumming, love, peace,
beautiful,
bringing all the community members together to share some love with each other and
sounds
experience
good.
The culture.
Sounds
yeah.
wonderful.
Are you going to be there with me, Yvonne?
Definitely. The last time I was out of town when you had your affair, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be in town this
time. I'm so happy that you will be. Wow,
I've been
great.
To Senegal.
Wow, that's wonderful.
But it's been years ago.
Wonderful. Wow.
Well, we also, before you start the flute music, before we go on, I know I have our amazing Miss Las Vegas Entertainment from Las Vegas on the air with us. Carrie Brown is on, and she is going to do something for me because you can't really do a show with Hollywood Connections without putting God first. So she has the word of the day. Carrie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Oh, that's great. Glad to hear it. And yes, we do. We always have a wonderful word from God every day. He's just continuing to bless his people. So I'm just going to go right to the word for you all. And I'm coming out of Psalms 34 and 14, which states, "Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. And after it has been all said and done." And what God is giving me in that is, as we move forward to do good and out of hurtful and painful situations, we are to allow and to use those situations as lessons to help others to do good in every aspect that will bring glory to God in all things. So I found that to really be a blessing. And when I think about all things, that means in every situation or circumstances that we have today in our lives.
Beautiful.
Carrie, thank you so much for doing that. And while you're on the air, I want you to enjoy King James. This is just a little inspiration. Let's play some flute. I think this is adorable. I love it. It is. You got to cut some music with this, King James.
I just play at it.
We're here.
I just play at the flute when you heard me, but Yvonne's going to join me. Poetic words, and it just blends together because her and I, we're from the same world.
Okay.
Oh, definitely.
All right, action, 3, 2, 1. Peter, you say it. I like how you say it. Action, 3, 2, 1.
Action, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, I'm going to recite this poem. It's from Langston Hughes, Mother to Son. Well, son, I'll tell you. Life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tacks in it and splinters and places with no carpet on the floor bare. But all the time, I've been a-climbing on and reaching corners And sometimes, son, going in the dark where there ain't been no light. So, son, don't you sit down on them steps because you find it's kind of hard. Because I'm still climbing. I'm still going. And, son, life for me ain't been no crystal stair.
It's so like Feng Shui was, you know, suave and just like beautiful. So peaceful.
Thank you. Thank
Yay,
you, Carrie.
Yay, Peter, we need a hand clap on that one. That's amazing. That is King James and his flute. I hope you're going to stay with us a little bit and enjoy what's happening here. And Peter, Carrie, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to have more of you next week as well. And congratulations. She is our new Miss Entertainment Las Vegas.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, yeah, she's going to do
it. I got to come to Las Vegas. I really do.
Please do.
I've never been.
So Yvonne, just maybe me and you just should go.
Yes, just jump down there.
Yeah.
Well, it's always my pleasure.
Thank you, Carrie, for calling
in. Thank you so much.
All right, so
bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So we are super excited. We have a lot of film guests, film directors in the house today. We have live talent that you're going to be so impressed. They're actually going to audition live for a movie part today, Yvonne.
Oh, okay.
And there's more coming, so we're super excited. Peter, let's go to our music. We're going to change chairs here. It's kind of like musical chairs with my favorite music. I love this. If you ever saw the movie Fool's Gold?
No.
Oh, I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to give you the movie to watch.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to know my music.
All right.
All right, we'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. It is 617, and I'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you, King James.
Thank you.
I am not to give to you material things. I am not to give to you honey and sweets. I am not to give to you. All I have for you, all I got for you, love and affection. My love and affection. Love and affection, yeah. Oh. It's been a long time we've been together, baby. Sharing every moment together. I hope this love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I'll take you to the dreamland. Love and I, love and I. Love and I, oh yeah, what love got to give, let it get to give, yeah. Love can break your heart, love can mend your life, all you got to do, baby, crying on the right game. Love and affection. Love and affection. Love and affection. Gimme, 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 gimme love affection. Come on, gimme, 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 gimme love and affection. There will be no confusion, no temptation, segregation. But there'll be solution. All I got for you, all I got for you. All I have for you, all I got for you. Love and affection. Love and affection. All I got for you, all I have for you. All I got for you, all I got for you. Love and affection. 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 Love and affection.
Back.
Okay.
Hollywood Welcome Connection. Back to Hollywood Connections.
Thank you for tuning in. 1340 AM and 106.1 FM and a whole lot of other stations.
104.3 FM.
Okay.
1350 AM, 1400 AM.
Oh, my God.
So I am back. And before we start, you know, we want to talk to some of the film directors, and we have a couple more coming. They're late with traffic as well. In the meantime, Preston, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Right. So just tell us about your film and what you're looking for.
All right. I have a upcoming web series called Grey Room, Haven's Mill. It's pretty much like The Omen meets Twin Peaks.
Oh.
It's going to be a 13-episode arc. And we start on October, Friday the 13th.
Oh, Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. That's interesting.
It was like meant to be.
Uh-huh.
And in these auditions today, what will you be looking for?
I always look for pretty much delivery to see how they can do without looking at a
script.
Thank you. Script. Long day. And then pretty much how much they can really get into that character right off the bat. But I'm also looking for personality, mm-hmm. because that tells me a lot. A lot of auditions that I do sometimes are one in one, and I'll just actually speak with the other person to see, you know, how they are. Because not only do I want talent, of course, but I want good people.
Right.
Well, you know.
I want a question. Mm-hmm. When they're auditioning for you, are they auditioning the character themselves? You giving mm-hmm. them a script of the character?
Yeah, I'm actually really known for actually giving scripts out way in advance.
Okay.
And I do that because, you know, they have the time to memorize the lines, mm-hmm. to try to envision the scene, the character, and all that.
Okay.
So when you have a script that's, you know, for 2 or 3 weeks, and then you come in with script in hand, then that also gives me an idea.
Yes.
You know, so I'm telling all my secrets the first 5 minutes of the show.
Oh. Yes. But today they don't have a script of yours.
No, but... But they should, if they have a monologue,
yes.
They should actually still, you know it, you know.
Yes. So,
but I'm. It's pretty much the delivery,
yes.
if you will.
Okay.
And how they approach, because I know this is a really cool, you know, I don't know if I told you last week or not, Dawn, but
no.
This is. Very unique. I was actually telling I don't know how many people even days after what a unique and awesome idea this was to bring directors in, but also do it live, you know.
I love it because people are driving and you can hear different monologues and it's comedy and it's fun and you never know what you're going to find on the radio as well. Right. And I thank you for that. That's been a dream in my heart to bring back to radio
right.
with Yvonne. And we had such a success last week and people yeah. are still calling me. I want to be on. And we want to thank you, Preston, for being here as well.
And also, you have a chance to hear certain things that people who are driving and listening or at home listening, they will know what to look for if they want to ever audition for something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like educational, too.
And you have Pete O'Shea, and he's producing, is that right?
That's actually something else.
Something else.
It's going to be another one. It's going to be a family film. It's called Where the Land Meets the Sky.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
beautiful.
Thank you. And basically, he's helping producing. Wade Williams also producing, but also lead actor. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be directed by the very, very talented Curtis Graham.
Okay. Well, yeah, Wade mm-hmm. is very talented as well. I mean, yeah. very impressed with his singing, too. I said, you got to get over here and sing. So I'm impressed. We're going to come back with you as well. And I know, Ron, thank you for driving all the way in. We're going to share the mic again here. And tell everybody what you're looking for, your film company. I've been sharing your funding page as well with everybody else's,
right.
whenever I can. And tell us what you're looking for today and a little bit more about your background.
What I'm looking for? I'm looking for actors that are willing to do the work, really. People that want to learn the script, they want to get into the business and... They are passionate about what they're trying to do. I've only been in this industry for a very short amount of time. I actually used to do event promotions and talent management. And a friend of mine said, hey, why don't you produce this film? And I said, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. And he's like, well, basically, you have to hire all the actors and do all the paperwork. And then you have to find the places where we're going to shoot. And I'm like, well, that's just like finding a venue and hiring entertainers. And, you know, there's legalities and paperwork and things like that. I'm like, well, is that producing? I've been doing that for 10 years. So, yeah, so that's how I got into the film industry. And now that I'm here, I look around and I'm looking at a lot of people out that are out there. I noticed right away that it seems like the talent in the state of Florida is like over the age of 25 to 35, 45. You know, not a lot of, you don't see a lot of younger actors getting involved, you know, early on. It's mostly people who have, you know, they finished their business and now they want to go back to that dream, you know, and they want to start over. So, you know, I see them out there trying very hard. And then I see some of the younger people who don't take it as seriously because they're like, well, I got all the time in the world to, you know, to do it. So I want people who are passionate, no matter what their age or, you know, what their background. That's what I'm looking for.
So today, what exactly are you casting for a film?
Well, we're doing a project. It's called Redneck Games. We're filming in July.
Okay.
It's going to be the 15th is when we're filming. We're actually still looking. We have two or three leads for that we've approached two or three celebrities for the lead role.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the other roles have been cast already, except for there's some supporting roles that still need, you know, to be filled. We have, you know, extra work that still needs to be filled. We have like one day shoots where it's just like one or two lines, but it's still a way for the independent actors and actresses to get their foot in the door and just like be part of a bigger project. And then, you know, you start an IMDb page and you say, I was in this movie and I was in that movie. And
yes.
I was in that short film.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of directors are looking for. A lot of people in the industry, the first thing they do is go to IMDb and see what you've done.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is super cool. And give your website again.
Oh, well, right now you can get in touch with us through two different websites. One is www.vortexproductions.us. That's our main website. But we're also doing a Kickstarter campaign for funding for the film. Now, we've gotten most of the money together for the project, but we're just like a little bit short. These movies take, I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars to make. We were fortunate enough to be given a lot of help from like local businesses, charitable organizations. Very wonderful woman named Marcy Gorman, she donated her home. It's a $20 million home in West Palm Beach, Florida. And we are so very grateful. She's actually, she produces the theater. And so she's really heavy into the industry. She's a terrific woman. And we were just like very lucky. So we're able to shoot our film for a fraction of the cost of a Hollywood film because they just throw money at everything. So, you know, we don't have a lot of money to throw. So we're, you know, kind of, and that's the one great thing about Florida is that everyone in this industry is really willing to help each other. I met some people here last week. They were very willing to help me out. They've been in the business a little longer than I have. So, you know, we connected and
that's so cool. That's
that is very
is
good.
A camaraderie that you don't find a lot of different places. Sometimes they just don't care.
Well, out in California, I hear it's pretty cutthroat.
Yep.
I think that people out there, there's so many filmmakers out in like California and New York and things like that, Atlanta. And there's just so many, you know, so much competition.
Yes.
That it's like, you know, me first. But
right.
Over here in Florida, I mean, I mean, we've done a lot of independent film, obviously, in the state, but I still think that we're, you know, new to the business as far as, like, when you're comparing us to Hollywood and things like that. So I think that because of that, I don't think that the I don't know, what would you call it? Yeah, there's no cut.
Right,
yeah,
right.
It's not a cutthroat mentality because no one's, you know, no one's dying to make independent film here in Florida, whereas out in California, I think it. I mean, if you don't make a movie, then you don't eat dinner, you know, type
yes.
of situation. So, but what we're trying to do is with our Kickstarter program, we're actually trying to help other independent filmmakers get the funding they need for their film. Because it's not very hard to come up with a good idea. And we have talented cast members. We have talented crew that are living right here in Florida, and they're ready to make the film. But it comes down to dollars and cents.
Right.
So I, my company, Vortex Productions, put together a new hashtag. It's called hashtag VIP film. And the VIP stands for Vortex Indie Promise. And what that is any money that's donated to our Kickstarter program or our campaign to help us fund our film, what we're going to do is we're going to take that money, we're going to add 10% to it, and when the film has been sold, we're going to give that money back to other independent filmmakers that have posted the hashtag VIP film promise on their crowdfunding webpage. So it's sort of a pay it forward for independent filmmakers. So eventually, once we distribute that money to other independent filmmakers and then they add 10% to that and then redistribute it and on and on and on, I think that eventually what will happen is that it will be very easy to find funding in independent film, and then all you have to worry about is coming up with a great idea.
Beautiful.
That's awesome. Yes. You know, I want to feature this.
I forgot to mention that. So if you go to Kickstarter.com and just type in Redneck Games, it'll come right up.
Okay.
Perfect. So. And also, too, is Preston, what was your website to give everybody? That was another question. I'm going to make sure you had that. Oh, go ahead. I don't know what just happened there.
Actually, you can reach me a couple places right now on Facebook, Preston Walden, and then also my directing page. And also, also you can reach me through my production page, which is Domain Pictures. And then also, I have Grey Room Havens Mill on there as well. So we don't have a website just yet because I'm gathering a whole bunch of stuff. So in the next couple months, I'll have a website on that.
Oh, super cool. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I do want to say something real quick, and I want to thank this young man. I want to say, come on over here. I'm going to surprise him with something. I'm going to put him on the air, and hold on. Here, take my headsets. And this is Thaddeus, and you probably know Thaddeus. I think he's in your film.
Yeah. He's in Grey Room.
So, hi. Have a seat. You're going to sit where I'm sitting here for a minute. This is what I've been trying to get you to do for the last how many years, Thaddeus? You're going to take the mic. You're on the air live. Everybody, who you are on your social media.
My name is Thaddeus Ignacio, and my Facebook is Thaddeus Ignacio.
And, you know, he was one of my younger reporters. You came on, and we went on the Tropics boat, and now you've been in so many feature films. You've been kicking it. You're in martial arts as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. So tell us how he auditioned for you.
I mean, how he did?
Right.
He was wonderful.
What did he have to do to audition?
Jumping jacks. No.
Me too. I can do some jumping jacks.
That's all you have to do. Mm-hmm. My standards are very low.
And I believe it. I'm like, really?
Really?
Is that martial arts?
No, he came in. He was 100%, you know, prepared. And I wanted to actually work with him several years back, and I never got the chance to, but I just happened to have a character that fits him, fit his, you know, around the age, and he came in, and it was, yeah.
So awesome. Great. So Thaddeus, tell us, I'm going to have you take over and co-host for a minute. Tell us what's the best part of doing films and what you do. Talk to everybody on the air. They're driving home. They want to know who you are.
The best part of doing films for me is meeting everybody, creating a family, and not just at the end of the day, going home without anything. Even if it's a non-paid project, you'll have friends at the end of the day.
Yes.
You know, people that you can't replace. Mm-hmm. Preston, he's amazing.
Oh. Oh, go on.
Oh.
No, I mean, go on.
Yeah, if it's unpaid, I don't think you get a raise for this, buddy.
Well, anyways, Thaddeus, I want to thank you for being here. You're going to audition for them live, and you have a monologue that you're going to do. You want to stand up, or... What's better for you to do?
I can stand up.
You're going to stand up. All right, Yvonne, keep talking. We're live on the
air.
Power 106.1 FM, Hollywood Connections. And I'm trying to do also a live Facebook feed. I'm juggling a couple things here. And Thaddeus, you have your headshots ready to give Ron as well? Did you ever meet Ron before?
No.
Okay, he's doing another film. And we have Lima Films, too. I think they're on their way as well, and somebody else. And, oh, we got a lot of people in the house. Woo-hoo.
There's Mama Jay.
Yes, Mama Jay is here, my good friend. Ooh, she's going to try out as well.
That's wonderful.
So take the microphone. You're live on the air. We don't need dead time. We just got to keep talking. And where are your headshots you can give, Ron? Right here. And what kind of monologue are you going to do today?
I have a comedic monologue.
Yay. All right, take it away. You're live on the air. People are driving. They want to hear Thaddeus. Action. Wait. Peter.
Action. 3, 2, 1.
Of course I... Wait. I'm sorry.
Take two.
What? My presentation? Oh, yeah. I see what's going on here. This is obviously some kind of nightmare. I'll just wake myself up and everything will be okay. Ah. Oh, it's real. Oh, yeah. No. Obviously, I'm super prepared. If anybody should be preparing, it's you. Preparing yourself to be amazed. But the only problem is, I have this really bad cough. Yeah, a glass of water would help it, but, oh, whoa. It won't help the fever. The nurse? The miracle! I feel better. Oh, yeah, I forgot that my dog... Oh, no, of course, I don't have a dog. I meant my mom. My mom eats my note cards. Yes, it's a very real problem. My family can't buy magazines anymore. You're right. I guess I'll have to do the best without my notes. So, for my presentation... I'm doing an interpretive dance.
Well, okay. So Thaddeus, how long have you been acting?
I've been acting for about 4 years.
4 years. And what has been the best memorable moment that you've had? You've met some major celebrities as well. I mean, I'm impressed.
My favorite moment is meeting Don the Dragon Wilson.
Okay. And who else have you met?
I've met Burt Reynolds.
That's right.
I've met John Schneider.
Okay.
And met a few others.
All right.
Yeah, I noticed that right away that you've worked with Steve Darren and Burt Reynolds. We're actually working with some of the people from the Brif School down in South Florida, the Burt Reynolds Institute of Acting. And a lot of our actors actually came from this Burt Reynolds School. So. You know, we're working with some of the people that you've worked with, so that's really cool. Yeah, it means you've been around, but it also means that, you know, it's a tight-knit group. You know, it's really hard not to run into somebody you already know.
That's right. Well, Thaddeus, I'd like to have you have a seat over here. We have a VIP seat for you for a minute. I want you to hang out with us, all right? You're not in a hurry, because you're going to get interviewed afterwards with some other reporters that are coming to the station. So that was one. Peter, I'm going to go and get everybody in line. Could you put another favorite music, mine?
Yes, some Caribbean.
Yes, this one is another favorite, and we'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz, with more auditions.
Dark chemistry. Best for last.
Well, kind of. Okay. Everybody's good. They did not hear that. And we're back, Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese. And Peter Blake, thank you so much for doing our engineer work. Hey, you've got a masseuse in the house.
I do. It's really nice. Really nice. Thank you.
You know, she's here. I told her to get her done over here. And so because of the other film directors, they can have a masseuse on their set. And yeah, she's going to talk about something she does shortly. So Greg Raven is in the house.
How's it going, everybody?
Super cool. So Greg, take it away.
Okay. Well, my name is Greg Raven, for those of you who didn't hear it the first time. And basically, I am a mentalist. Now, what that means is I'm a fraud. I'm a fake. I'm a phony, but I'm good at it. Basically, what I do is, I'm also honest. I'm an honest liar, okay? Okay, that's exactly right. And what I do is I do what looks like mind reading, okay? What I do is I basically use my five senses to create the illusion of a sixth. Does that make sense? I'm glad one of you had it. Anyway, so for the rest of you, we're going to try a little something. Now, we have our actor. What was your name again, sir?
Thaddeus.
Do me a favor, Thaddeus. Now, I have three poker chips here. Okay. Would you take them from me? Perfect. And I want you to put them behind your back, and I want you to mix them up in no particular order. Once you're satisfied that they are good and mixed, I want you to simply stop. Now, for those of you who can't see us and you're just listening on the radio, I want you to know that I have a black, kind of like a wallet, a business card holder. Would everybody agree?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. And I'm just going to put it face down. Now, you can see there is one poker chip inside. We're going to see if you guys can, we're going to see how, oh, you want to get a close-up of that? I'm sorry. Okay. Good. Now, are you satisfied they're good and mixed?
I'm satisfied.
Okay. I want you to, he's darn near ecstatic. That's fine. you did so good emoting earlier. Try it again in real life, too. Do me a favor. Put one chip down on the table.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, do you want to change your mind, or are you good with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay. I'll take the other two. So you put one poker chip down. It's a red one. Now, do you feel that I influenced your decision in any way?
A little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, she asked how. I'm curious, too.
I feel like whenever you ask me to change my mind, that maybe if I did change my mind.
Well, I mean, you still have the opportunity. We're not set in stone yet.
No, I'm good.
You're good. Okay. So you chose the red one.
Yeah.
Now, you could have chosen any of them. I had a 33% chance of getting this right. And you'll notice inside, I have one and one only, and it happens to be the red one.
Ooh, ah.
Ooh, ah.
My mind is blown.
I can't do it. It's not as impressive if I do it. All right, let's try something just a little bit different. How good are your eyes, dear?
Not good.
Okay, then I won't use you. How about you there in the red? What's your name?
Preston.
I got reading glasses. On.
You got your glasses?
No. Let's use Preston.
Use Preston?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can use me. I mean,
I don't know. That sounds like what's going in the engineering booth right now. My God. I just see him kind of vibrate. Never mind. We won't go any further than that. Okay. Preston, would you take this for me?
All right. Let me
you're live on the air.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. And are you familiar with one of those?
Well, in my day.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. For the kids at home, that's a phone book. That was what the internet used to be. Anyway, I do have a use for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, don't worry. It's nothing too extravagant. Now, I'm going to make some predictions regarding some decisions that you have yet to make. Okay? So I'm going to write down my first one right now.
As he's writing, we're all watching in awe. Yes,
we are. I've never seen this trick before.
No, well, that's good.
Writing in a book.
That's good. Okay, now what I'm going to have you do is I want you to hold up some fingers on one hand for me. Okay, thank you for not just holding up the one. Okay. yes, I'm good. That's good. You'd be amazed. Anyway, keep that up and put some other fingers up on the other hand, if you would please. Okay. Four. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm the one who needs glasses. Okay, so you have 2 and 4. Is that fair?
Yes.
Or do you want to change your mind?
No.
Okay, so if we were going to make that a two-digit number, that would be 24. Is that fair?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, you can put those down. Thank you. Let's see here. Dawn, I'm going to use you for something.
Okay.
Dawn, I'm going to use you for something, too.
I was saying, and my husband's listening.
I was going to say, where is the hubby? Because... That could be a bad thing, depending on how you look at things.
Well, I'm adding people. I'm going, sure, okay, yeah, okay.
What goes on in the radio station stays in the radio
station. Exactly. Broadcast live. Yeah.
Well, there's that.
Giggity, giggity.
All right.
Okay, now I've already made my predictions. I can't change my mind. Do me a favor. Now, you see we got a real deck of cards, yes?
Yes, you have a real deck of cards.
Yes, still. What I'm going to have you do is I'm going to just simply riffle through just like this. You call stop whenever you like. You ready?
Stop.
Right there. You don't want to go any further?
No. Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Take that top card if you would, please. Okay. Look at that card. Remember that card, please.
All right.
Okay? Gordon, go ahead and say what card it is. Like I said, I can't change my mind anyway, so.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah. Well, unless you want to mail it to me. It's a really long trick.
I have a 7 of hearts.
Okay. Cool. Right. Excellent. Now. So we end up with 24 and 7.
Okay.
Okay. Would you open it up to the white pages? Now, you notice there's 2 sections of white pages. I want you to go to the first section, which I believe is St. Petersburg, if I'm not mistaken. Okay?
Government pages.
Now let's go past the government pages the other direction. There you go. Okay? And go to page 24 that she chose.
He's looking at 6:51. Stay tuned because 7 o'clock we've got live auditions here.
Woo-hoo.
And we are super excited, and you're going to enjoy the next hour. Talent singers,
you will,
yes,
or else.
And you're enjoying Greg. He's going to be back too here.
You poor people.
okay
he's got it.
Okay, so he's got page 24. Mm-hmm. Now what we're going to do is we're going to go to the third column.
Okay
since this is the third part of my prediction. And we're going to go to the 7th number down. Because that was the card you chose.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
now.
The third,
yeah, that's the third column.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll pull this out. And go ahead and say, what did you end up with?
It's the 7th. Let me just make sure.
As he's looking.
I have 803-5088.
Wow.
Wow.
And that's exactly what I've written down for those of you playing at home.
Oh, my God. So, guys, what do you think of that, Preston? Rod?
That's
totally mental.
That's exactly right. Yes.
I am pretty impressed.
You're pretty impressed.
Like that.
That's nice.
That was really,
I'm sorry?
Very good.
Okay, thank
really,
you.
Really, really good.
But you're also an actor. You're trying to get also connected. You have an agent that's helping you get out there.
Yes.
And so you guys, you have headshots and resumes with you as well?
I do not.
Okay, so you can send it to them.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. I have done things with Diane.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
We're doing very, very well with all that and trying to get on the cruise lines. I'm doing a lot of comedy club things, actually with a stand-up comedian by the name of Giovanni.
Okay.
So, yes.
And are you performing anywhere soon?
Not right now. I've got a lot of private events, so okay. I can't announce them on the air, unfortunately. Otherwise, the mafia will come after you. So there's that. I'm not saying I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who's got a middle name of the. Okay. So.
Well, we want to thank you. And if you can help entertain our audience out there while absolutely. We come back, and we're going to have you back on the 7 o'clock hour. I do want to thank American Model Magazine. I'll be judging their nationals in Orlando this weekend at the Grand Cypress Hyatt Resort. I'm excited.
Nice.
It's going to be really fun. Hi, Ron. I'm on his Facebook. He's on my Facebook. We're Facebooking everybody here. And Thaddeus, I want to thank you for trying out as well. And we'll send it over to Lima Films and stay around. We're going to get more interviews with you. And Greg, what is your website?
Really easy to remember. It's www.gregismental.com.
I said that.
Yeah. I said it long before you did. So.
Well, also, I want to have everyone go to theaquavault.com. This is my favorite. Shout out theaquavault.com. Put in Hollywood 1. And this is a new thing that I found. Look at that. I'm going to pass it around. And Shark Tank. And I go to the Lazy River, I go to the beach, they have another vault, and you put your stuff in there, and it goes around your lawn chair. Super cool. Put in Hollywood 1, you get a discount. Also, if you go to mypillow.com, support the show, and put in the word beach, B-E-A-C-H, and you get 15% off, and that also helps support Hollywood Connections. And also, I'm going to hold up the toothpaste, the whitening toothpaste. My father-in-law bought it yesterday. He's impressed. He's got a date coming up. I'm not going to tell you anything about it, but we're excited. Yes, that was for Keith. And white teeth works great on dates, right? But Yvonne, you've been
unless
using the
you know
toothpaste.
I'm ever gonna date.
You have a beautiful family, beautiful wife, beautiful children.
Don't tell yes. everyone that.
And they're going to come back. They're going
to
come back and interview.
You're available.
They're going to come back and interview me and Yvonne shortly here, your daughter.
That's great.
I know. Any other lessers we have? We have a few minutes to talk about 6:55. Anything else, Preston, in this hour? Ending?
No, I'm just really excited to see
more
auditions. And one more thing.
Yes.
When you were saying that if anything, you meet people and you get to meet contact. I was told this by an executive producer a couple years ago, and it's so very simple, but it's very, very true, that this business is not a business of transactions. It's a business of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And once you build those relationships, then you can, you know, it's absolutely. So, yeah, you're on the right track.
That's true. Yeah. Just real quick, I think we have 3 minutes. Is Ellen on? Peter?
She is.
Ellen, hi. Close this hour with what you're doing in Orlando. We're super excited. Tell everybody about your event coming up.
Hello. How is everybody doing tonight?
Woo-hoo. Oh, we're doing good, Ellen.
There's a microphone.
Yes.
We're doing wonderful.
We're getting excited. We're working on Mad Fashion Show for October the 28th. It's at the Flamingo Water Park Resort in Kissimmee, Florida. The fashion show actually starts at 6 p.m. and ends with the after party at 10 p.m. During the daytime, we are going to be running a Miss Showbiz pageant with Dawn Reese. And we're going to be offering the World Tourism State Pageant as well.
That's right. We're super excited. And probably also, too, Ellen, the Colorado and Phoenix one, we're going to take over for World Tourism. And we're excited because that Nationals is in Tennessee this year. So in July, I'll be there. Thank you so much for telling us about the Lazy River over there at the Kissimmee Resort as well. We have to stay there.
Yeah. And if you guys want to book a room, just call up Flamingo Water Park Resort in Kissimmee, Florida. Give them the promo code St. Jude's, and they'll book your room for you for just $55 per night.
Sounds good, Ellen. Thank you again. And it is 6:57 p.m., and Ellen, we miss you here at the station. And I want to shout out because your daughter is with School Bus Diaries TV show, right?
School Bus Diaries. Yes, she's been a busy little girl. Thank you so much.
And Thaddeus is here. You're in that too, Thaddeus. Thaddeus, get on the air. Here's the mic. Thaddeus is here, and he's also in the School Bus Diaries, and that's with Lauren Chapin, my friend from Father Knows Best. Lauren, you know, have you met Lauren yet?
I've met Lauren.
Oh, good. Yeah, we were on tour together in the pageant world for a while. And I'm trying to get her to our church to speak as well.
Yeah, Miss Dawn and Lauren are good friends, so we can't wait to see her down here in Florida.
I know, super excited. Well, Thaddeus, congratulations on that, too.
Thank you.
Yay, okay. All right, I'm Dawn Reese. Peter Blake, let's go to some Hollywood music. We're going to switch some guests and get our auditions ready for this next hour. We'll be right back. HollywoodConnections.biz, I'm Dawn Reese. Please go and check out what we do, and also Dawn Reese on Facebook. I'm always wearing a hat. You can't miss me. We'll be back, and my best friend over there as well. Yes, she's in the hat world. I got her hooked. I'll get you a hat tree. I'll be back next hour.
Bye.
2 minutes. Thank you. Bye, Ellen. All right, everybody.